patient name Joselius, that's Joselius. Last name Saavedra, Saavedra. Date of birth 2/22/13. Date of service 4/11/24. This is an 11-year-old young man. Here with a left arm injury. Apparently he was in school today. He walked into the restroom. It was a slippery floor and he fell, striking his left forearm on the ground. He now states that it has been increasing in discomfort. Mom wanted to bring him in and follow up with us. Period. Paragraph. No other issues. Also had some involvement to his right thumb catching himself as he fell. He says he feels some pain there as well. Period. Paragraph. There are no deformities. There is no open skin. All the skin is intact. There's no redness or erythema or swelling. Blood pressure 139/77, pulse 101, respiration 16, temperature 98.8, oxygenation 99%, current weight 201, allergies none, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad. X-rays today were done on the forearm and the right thumb, all negative, no osseous malformations have been identified. Normal x-rays. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, mildly obese. HEENT is all within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lepidopathy. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Period. New paragraph. Examination of that right thumb. Symmetric with the left. He has full range of motion. He doesn't describe any tenderness upon deep palpation. Period. New paragraph. Left forearm. Symmetric with the right. He has more tenderness upon deep palpation at the elbow area. No edematous process. No ecchymosis. Period. New paragraph. Normal visual presentation of that left forearm. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Fall injury, left forearm pain. Period. New paragraph. Patient was negative for any x-rays. He will take ibuprofen, 100 per 5 ml, 15 ml PO 3 times a day for the next 3 days. He's going to monitor his symptoms. I've told him to ice it down with cool compresses when he goes home tonight, and follow up in the morning if needed.